Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East MEA Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, April 14th, 2009. In the news today, Israeli police orders Palestinian families to leave their homes in Jerusalem, while the military kidnaps 23 civilians from across the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli police today ordered two Palestinian families to leave their homes located in Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood near Jerusalem's Old City. The two homes are owned by the Al-Ghawali and Hannoun families. Sheikh Jarrah is a predominantly Palestinian neighborhood. The Palestinians living there are originally refugees of the 1948 war. During the 1950s, the Jordanian government gave the Palestinian refugees rights over this land. Israeli settlers claim Sheikh Jarrah land used to be owned by Jews before the creation of Israel. In late 70s, settlers went to the Israeli High Court, which ruled in their favor. Palestinian families living there managed to get documents from the Ottoman archives that showed that the land was previously owned by Palestinians. However, the Israeli courts refused to recognize the validity of these documents. Both the Al-Ghawali and Hannoun families went to court last week to appeal the Israeli government's decision, but were unsuccessful. Ziad Hammouri, the director of the Jerusalem Center for Social and Economic Rights, told IMEMC that the court's ruling is illegal.
Most of these court decisions, it is in the end political decisions. It has nothing to do with the law system.
Staying in Jerusalem, Israeli police released the body of a Palestinian youth to his family on Tuesday, allowing only immediate family to take part in his funeral. Asmer Wissat, 20, was killed last Tuesday by Israeli border police in East Jerusalem. Witnesses say Wissat was driving his car near a police checkpoint in the Palestinian-dominated Sur Baher neighborhood when officers opened fire and killed him. Israeli police sources said the two men were trying to run down police with the car causing the officers to open fire. Wissat's family said the police delivered his body at 1 a.m. today, instructing the family to bury him without the participation of friends and other extended family members. The father of Wissat demanded earlier this week an independent investigation regarding his son's death. The father said that his son was not trying to kill Israeli police officers and that they just shot him because he's Palestinian. Israeli police have not released the outcome of their investigation. In other news, a total of 23 Palestinian civilians were kidnapped by the Israeli military following invasions which targeted a number of West Bank communities on Tuesday morning. Local sources said that the kidnappings took place in the northern West Bank cities of Jenin and Nablus and the southern city of Hebron. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Dina Awad and Ghassan Banwil.